You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Māori Mindfulness is a program being run that consists of workshops, talks and sessions about mindfulness itself, that being the awareness, presentness of someone embodying their actions you are partaking in. Māori Mindfulness then is the intersection of these practices with mātauranga Māori values and its development of someone's wairua and hine ngaro. I spoke with Kathy, who runs the program, and I started by asking her what mindfulness actually is.
Tēnā koutou, ko Kathy tōku ingoa. I guess I'm exploring my different cultural systems of knowledge in order to draw from their wisdom and the essence within them and how I guide and create through my life. Within Te Ao Māori, there's, you know, particular principles, philosophies of living that are beautifully woven through the kawa and the tikanga, you know, held within by the whakapapa, or they create the whakapapa that holds us in our lives. The more that I understand them on deeper levels, when I really bring it back into that deep personal space, I'm just discovering that there is so much to offer us within Te Ao Māori and what we've inherited that can really uplift us today and help us be well and help us be at our best so that we can really be creating, you know, now moments as well as positive futures for ourselves, for our tamariki, and really restoring the balance in ourselves that colonization has squashed and manipulated out of us.
Mindfulness is definitely one of those terms that has entered the social elect a bit, and everyone's sort of heard it, but nobody really knows exactly what it is. What is mindfulness, and also what is mindfulness to you?
I call mainstream mindfulness, this entered mainstream culture in our current contemporary society. It's obviously there's a need for a way of perceiving our lives, ourselves, and what we're creating. So in that, there is a question around how we are doing it that's currently sitting in our society, and I believe mindfulness is a response to that, following often what a Western cultural paradigm does to itself, is that it reaches into other people's knowledge systems in order to find its own sense of self again. And I think we've seen, you know, Western culture do that for a long time. So current mindfulness practices are attempts of the Western cultural perceptions and worldviews to try, I believe, and remember actually what was in our old traditional worldviews within Europe around the balance of the multiple aspects of ourselves and how to work and dance with those and shape those so that they can be complementing our state of ease in the world as opposed to dis-ease, you know, or tensions or obstructions. And so I think that mindfulness is identifying that within our Western paradigm and thinking that is shaping our society, there's things that are missing. So they're reaching onto different practices through that.
To be mindful within this Māori paradigm, what does it involve? What would you say in the active sense being mindful would be?
One of the kupu that really stands out for me is whakarongo. But rongo also refers to rongomatane, one of our atua, who is the atua within our wharenui, who looks after the space within our whare, and this place for the cultivation and space for peace, and that this also relates to our kai, to our food, and the nourishing of ourselves, and understanding that nourishing ourselves from within is a way to align and bring our own sense of selves into a reflection of rongo, matane. And so whakarongo, a listening practice, is to become like rongo. It is to be in a state of listening. And we know that when we're listening, we are receiving. We are receiving what's coming towards us, processing that, so that then we can actually respond thoughtfully in how we are creating relationships around the world from within us And I think for me, Māori mindfulness is really, it's about remembering that we are constantly in a state of, or our presence is in a constant state of listening and responding to the multidimensional relationships that we are holding in every single moment of our lives. And so how do we cultivate our capacity to do that with ease and comfortably?
Well, I'm very much curious, how does this practice develop your mental health? Because I know mindfulness, the reason why it's become so popular within our spheres is that it's very much beneficial to your mental health. Do you think because it develops wairua and that your mental health naturally becomes better?
So one of the things that I work through with Māori mindfulness, going another step, within this practice through sound and movement, that I am exploring the transformation of our present. So always sound and feeling create song. Movement and feeling create dance. Song and dance has been what I call our oldest tools of well-being, our oldest medicines within humanity. Even before we fully understood the rako, the rongoā, the medicines within plants that we could also utilize to bring ourselves into these creative energies that can have positive impact in the world. And so I look and I go, why? What is in singing and dancing that is absolutely necessary for our survival and for our evolution? You know, there's medicine in these forms. And so Māori mindfulness, when we sound and we move, it's also a way of weaving together through sound and movement our thoughts, our emotions, and our spirit into the one moment and bringing them together. And I think that to me is a state of mindfulness, is when, again, we're not separating these aspects of ourselves, but they can all just be gently present openly so that things can move and experiences can be processed and shifted and transformed. So ultimately, it's using sound and movement from a physical or kiko world aspect to recognize and just mihi, to acknowledge the authentic state or quality of our presence. Physically, are we tired? Are we sluggish? Are we hyperactive? What's happening in our nervous system? How is that affecting our thoughts? What's happening emotionally for us? Are we processing some things? We got a backlog? Do we need some space to process that emotion and shift and move it? You know, have we sat and really listened to our spirit? Do we even know what that is? All of these things, sound and movement, are these incredible tools for being able to move within all of those aspects and connect all of that and express it. And in expression is, you know, the potential transformation. Really within this practice, it's a listening in authentically to ourselves and then having the tools to be able to direct from where we are, where we want to be. What do we want to do with that feeling? What is the greatest creative potential of that feeling? Be it anger, be it sadness. None of these things are negative. They all have a potential. But what we are doing with that potential is where I really feel a need to step in and, you know, for myself as well. And then to share that with other people because I see a need for that in the world around me. How are we able to create, you know, what we're thinking, how we're feeling physically, how we're feeling emotionally? And if we're not feeling creative, how do we shift those realities so that we can feel uplifted, available to our present moment, to our relationship in a positive way? And in that, then we have good mental health because we're living. We're living good. We're feeling all of that potential and capacity. We're feeling that it shifts and moves, that it nothing is truly stuck, and all of that is what then creates mental health.
Wow, that was a thoroughly descriptive answer, and this interview has shown me actually that Māori mindfulness is a very intricate partial subject for the people listening to this interview. There's a lot that they would want to research and learn themselves. How would they get involved with Māori mindfulness, the things you're doing, and learning more about it?
Well, so I have a Māori mindfulness Facebook page, so people can definitely contact me via that. I'm also doing some introduction sessions. The last one actually will be this evening at the Ellen Melville Centre, which is in the CBD at 2 Freyberg Place, from 6 to 8pm tonight. And that's a free introductory talk and a chance to just share a little bit of the practice, you know, so people can get a sense of what they will be engaging with. We're looking at a one-day workshop on the 1st of December, also at Ellen Melville Centre. So people can follow up Ellen Melville Centre or the Māori Mindfulness page on Facebook. There will be information for that. But again, the Facebook page is probably the best point. I'll also be running another one-day workshop at the end of January here in Tamaki Makaurau.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.